morning, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Coffee with Susie. I am super excited to have Dr. Mackenzie Perry with me here today. Hi, Mackenzie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Glad to have you on today.
Oh, I'm so happy to be asked to do this. Very exciting.
Now, why don't you let everybody know who you are, what you do? Let everyone know a little bit more about your background.
Absolutely. So my name is Mackenzie Perry. I'm a pharmacist. I graduated from Philadelphia College of Pharmacy and worked for roughly 7.5 years as a pharmacist in retail. And then I made the jump after I had my first son over to PTCE, which is a continuing education company for pharmacists. And I am now a manager of education at PTCE. So that's my exact title. But basically, you know, I can't really explain what I do in a nutshell. But short version is really what I do. I write educational grants. I write grants for educational program support. And I submit those grants to what we call funders or pharmaceutical companies who hopefully will give us support so that we can develop educational programs for pharmacists out there who want to renew their licensure.
Oh, that's great. So how did you get started in this role? How did you make the transition?
So random.
Yeah, because I think that's like what a lot of people probably listening want to know, right? And if you're listening, you can say hi or comment below, like this post, so we know you're here. But let everyone know, you know, how did you make that transition? Because I think that's kind of the hardest step. It's like, I'm working retail, I'm working this job in an independent pharmacy or hospital pharmacy, but, you know, I want to do something else. And how did you do that?
Yeah, that was me for sure. You know, burnout is a real thing. And I was burnt out. We were filling over 3,000 prescriptions a week. It was disgusting.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a lot. And I had a child at the time and I thought, I just want something that's more of a 9-to-5, Monday to Friday, no holidays working, weekends off. And really the way that I was able to get my foot through the door was just by someone that I knew by, you know, a few degrees of separation, who actually knew my husband, who worked with this company and knew that I was a pharmacist, and they just happened to have an opening for a pharmacist in my position. So that kind of got my foot through the door. And then, you know, the rest was just me interviewing at the company. But I will say, prior to being called by PTCE, I had applied anywhere and everywhere. I joke around all the time. I was applying to prisons to be a pharmacist in prison. You know, anything to get me some more experience under my belt and just to kind of differentiate me. But then this happened to fall into my lap and I was just so lucky, but it was not for a lack of trying. I definitely put a lot of effort into trying to find something a little non-traditional.
But you bring up a good point about networking. And I always, actually yesterday, I was just talking to a group of pharmacy students about this. And, you know, I always say there's three types of people, you know, the people, you know, people you don't know. Mm-hmm. And then it's the people who know the people, you know, and you want to know that third group, because it's kind of like so-and-so's cousins, aunts, mothers, uncle might be able to help you somehow. And your network is so important. And I think that we don't always leverage our network as much as we could. And many times it can help us take that step into a new job or into a new position.
Yeah, it was really helpful for me. I mean, my husband had worked for an agency, so happened to know a good amount of people in pharma, or who, you know, worked with different companies who dealt with pharmaceuticals. So it was great for me, but it was someone that I guess I didn't know I knew. So, you know, speaking to that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun. So tell us about PTCE, because a lot of times one of the most popular questions in the group of pharmacist moms is, where can I get free CE? I need CE right now. I need it. I need to finish all the CE, and, you know, by the end of the month, and where do I go? So tell us a little bit more about PTCE.
Yeah, absolutely. So funny, fun fact, I used to, you know, I still do my credits because I want to keep my license active. My license is active, I should say. And I didn't know about PTCE back when I was practicing, and I was always in search of somewhere where I could get free CE. Like, that was the deal, something that's free that I don't have to pay for, that's just available. And so then I knew about Pharmacy Times. I mean, I don't know of any pharmacists who don't, because, you know, the publication's in every pharmacy everywhere, but, I didn't realize that there was a continuing education portion of that. And so PTCE.org is our website, and we offer free continuing education programs. Everything is accredited by ACPE for pharmacists. And what's really great about PTCE is that the majority of our programs are solely accredited for pharmacists. So the content is very specific to pharmacy practice, whereas there's a lot of other providers who do programming that just tags on pharmacist accreditation with, you know, nursing and physician. I think that there's definitely a place for that type of education, maybe when we're specifically talking only about patient care and how the team can work together. And so we do have some programs that are multi-accredited, but for the most part, it's pharmacist accredited education only. And it really is tailored to even the type of pharmacy practice. Meaning, you know, if you're health systems, pharmacist versus specialty versus retail versus oncology, managed care, we do all of that. So PTCE.org is the place for anybody wondering where you can get free CE.
And I've just actually, so I joined and I recently took, I did almost 10 hours, I want to say, of credit. And you're right, it separates it because I personally would not do well in the hospital. So I was like looking for more retail focus, or even some of the ones that you and I recently recorded related to like communication or related to non-traditional job opportunities. And I think that that's what made it really interesting. And you were able to kind of find what's good for you.
Yeah, absolutely. So that was something that was kind of new and fun that you and I did with the little, you know, quarter credit short CE that was really not even drug therapy specific, but kind of talked about how you have those difficult conversations in the workplace or non-traditional pharmacy roles, which is interesting. So we do offer some things like that too, that are really just kind of generalized. My role is oncology focused. So any of the programming that's on our website that's oncology focused is typically something that I try to help develop. And I've learned a ton doing that. But yeah, I mean, any type of pharmacist, you can find something for yourself on there.
So going back to career choices, and maybe some people who are listening are interested in writing grants or interested in some sort of CE related work. Do you have to be a good writer for a job like this? I mean, is this job for anyone? What are some of the skill sets you would need for a role that you're in?
Well, it is a management role because it's manager of education. While I'm not managing people, which is something I did in my former retail life, there's management of programs. And so you're balancing a whole lot of things. You know, what are all the programs you have going? You need to do status updates for the people providing support. You need to give outcomes to the people providing support. You need to build relationships with those people. And so there's a lot of management. So any type of management skill that you have, organization is key. I know this is in relationship to pharmacist moms. So I know all the moms out there are organized because you just can't get through life without being organized and being a mom. Also, I think my analytical mind was helpful because I really love I love numbers. I love looking at outcomes reports and trying to figure out like why people learn the way they do or what groups of pharmacists learn in certain ways versus others. So that's been helpful. And honestly, just being a pharmacist has been incredibly helpful in my role because when I'm on the phone with the supporters who are asking me, why is this program going to be so beneficial or why is it going to be great? It gives me a lot of credibility because I've been there, I've practiced there. I understand what the challenges and the needs are. So that's been helpful. And then just being a people person, because again, you have to build relationships. And I think being a people person, or at least outgoing to an extent, can really help you in anything. Because again, who's your network? Who do you know? But you have to be able to communicate with those people. So being a good communicator, I think has been really helpful as well.
Exactly. Because I think talent can only take you so far. It's really your hard work that you put in and almost like who you know, your network. I think hard work and network, those are really what are going to help advance your career a lot more than, I got an A on every exam in pharmacy school. I don't necessarily think that that's going to be the ticket, for success.
Don't get me wrong. There's some jobs where that is all the end all be all, that's all you need. But, if you're looking for something a little more non-traditional in the world of pharmacy, especially something like this, it's kind of those personal those personal skill sets that you have and characteristics that you have about your personality.
So this show is more geared towards women in pharmacy, as you know, and what would you say are some of the struggles or maybe the challenges that women face today in, you know, in pharmacy or in non-traditional, is it easier in non-traditional? I think one thing that you touched on was working nights and weekends. And I think that a lot of women struggle with that, but are there things or any challenges that you face as a woman in pharmacy?
I mean, if we're talking about pharmacy in terms of like my retail experience, yeah, the biggest challenge was the schedule. I mean, it's very hard to, you know, be a mom and want to be there for your kids all the time, but not being there at night for bedtime or on the weekends for different activities, for sure. In the role that I'm in now, in terms of being a woman, I don't struggle all that much or have all that many challenges in my role right now. I feel like it's pretty equal. You know, we have equal opportunities, but, you know, I know in some other roles, I'm sure that women have to work, you know, even that much harder just to prove themselves. Luckily for me on my side of things, I work with a lot of women, but on the opposite side of things with who we call the funders or the people who are providing support for these programs, there's a pretty good proportion of women who are doing that too. So I actually think that that's helpful for me. Sometimes the woman to woman communication is, you just kind of understand each other a little bit better. So yeah. I think actually it's been kind of helpful for me. Yeah. So I haven't had a whole lot of struggle on my end with this position.
No, that's great. Why don't you tell us about any of your maybe biggest successes in your career or something maybe that you're most proud of?
Oh boy. I mean, honestly, it would really depend on the day and the educational program that we're putting on. I'm just so proud of where oncology pharmacy education has come, how far we've come in the past few years. I've been with the company since April of 2019. And I've been working very closely alongside with a colleague of mine who's a board certified oncology pharmacist, and she came on, you know, a few months before I did. And I just think that the level of education, the relationships that we've built with different oncology pharmacists out there and key opinion leaders in the field of pharmacy has just been incredible. I don't think that's necessarily my success, but it's something that I'm really proud of within our company of how far we've come. I think that we've become a lot more established as somewhere to go for education, particularly for oncology pharmacy education. So I would say that's probably what I'm the most proud of for PTCE. No,
I love it. I love it. And I love that we even worked with PTCE on a program related to even insect repellent for pharmacists and questions. So there's just so many. I mean, yes, oncology, I think you've actually probably contributed and your team to making it, you know, such a success for the organization. But I love that there's so many other programs that you guys offer as well. Through
PTC. Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, over the counter, you know, we've done some programs just on homeopathy and the relevance there. So, I mean, there's anything from one end of the spectrum to the other, really everything.
Yeah, no, it's great. Is there anything that I should ask you that I maybe didn't ask already or that?
I think really the only thing would be, I guess, my kids, and I'm a pharmacist mom, right? So we have to talk about my kids, which yeah. I can talk about them all day. So I hope that you're ready to listen. No, I think, you know, my kids have definitely helped me. They pushed me to kind of go outside of my boundaries. Definitely having my son push me to start looking for other job opportunities, because I realized where my priorities were and where I wanted to be in my life. And, then I had my second son in the beginning of 2021. Already losing my mind.
We all have mommy brain. That doesn't go away either.
Yeah. Lord, help me. Yeah. So I think that you know, my kids have just definitely pushed me for the better to be who I want to be. So
It's amazing. And I could relate to, like, even with the, you know, you have this career, you have this amazing career, then you have the kids. And then I remember working and then missing bedtime sometimes and just feeling so guilty. Like, you know, when they were little and I was like, oh my gosh, I missed bedtime. I'm the worst mom on earth. Even though I was working. It wasn't like I was out with friends or doing something else. I was at work, but you know, I think that it's just, it's crazy how we have that guilt, you know, that mom guilt, it doesn't end.
Yeah. It's too hard and it's too heavy, but yeah, I think I'm in a better place now. And I truly, like, when people say that if you love your job, you never work a day in your life, but honestly, it is true. I just love my job so much that I, you know, I always say I wake up on Mondays and I'm like, I'm not like, oh my God, like, and the Sunday scaries are not quite as scary because I actually really do like what I do. I have a passion for it. I have an incredible interest in it. So it just kind of fuels me for the week. And I really do love it. So I'm so happy that I joined the team.
No, that's awesome. That's great. Very inspiring too for everyone. So at the close of every episode, I have everyone share a photo for the listener. So today I'm going to ask you to tell us a little bit about the photo you're sharing.
Yeah. So this is a picture of me and my two boys. So the little one, I guess if you're looking at the picture on the right, is my 3-year-old Miles, soon to be 4, which he reminds me every day. And then the baby is my just recent 1-year-old Nolan. And this is us at the beach. This is us at the Outer Banks. We went there over the summer as really kind of our first big beach trip as a family. So it was so much fun and the boys had a blast. So they're just,
I'm sure, they loved it. I'm sure.
Everyone loves those guys.
Yeah, no, exciting. I love it. Great. Beautiful picture. So thanks again. Thank you for being on this episode and we would love to have you back. And I'm sure everyone listening now can go sign up for PTCE. And why don't you remind everyone where they can find you or find PTCE?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can find any CE needs that you have on www.pharmacytimes.org and peruse. You'll learn a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks. Take care.